Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, you know it. Michigan's roads are sprouting potholes like spring tulips. And that bumping and banging you feel as you drive isn't going to improve anytime soon. In fact, a just released report finds it could take 12 years to see appreciable improvement in our roads. Meantime, Crane's Detroit Business has done an analysis comparing Michigan's current seven-decade-old road funding formula to Governor Whitmer's proposed changes. And it shows the gulf will widen between downstate and up north counties, even as more money is dedicated to the more heavily traveled roads in southeast Michigan. Chad Livengood of Cranes is here with us via Skype to talk about his story. Chad, how did you break this down?
So what I did was it took the existing pot of money through the formula known as Act 51. This is a formula that was originally devised back in 1951 during Harry Truman's presidency. It's been amended many times over the years, but it's the basis of how local county road commissions and cities and villages get money. I took all the money in each county that they get from the cities, the counties, and the villages and added it together. And then I just simply divided it by the number of registered commercial and passenger vehicles in each county to try to get a per vehicle number to kind of understand. We think about school funding. We've had this debate for a quarter century now about school funding on a per pupil basis. And there's been a concerted effort to try to narrow the disparity between well-funded school districts and underfunded school districts. And I wanted to look at it from that perspective for counties. And what I found was on the high end, Keweenaw County at the tip of the Upper Peninsula, least populated county in the state, 76% of the roads are in good or fair condition. They get $773 per registered vehicle. In Livingston County, they're at the bottom of the barrel, second to last in the state, one of the most fast-growing populated areas of the state. Half the roads are in poor condition. They get $123 per registered vehicle.
You know, you mentioned in your report, Metro Detroit politicians have long contended that the big three, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, are essentially donor counties carrying other parts of the state. Are they right when they make that complaint?
I set out to try to prove or disprove that. And what I found was we don't have any accounting as a state of where gasoline taxes are paid on a per county basis, because gasoline tax is actually paid by wholesalers, the distributors, the guys that bring your gas to the gas station. They pay the tax, then they hand it off to the retailer who builds it into your price. So there's no tracking on pump sales of gasoline in the state to be able to figure out where exactly all the gas tax is being paid. Brooks Patterson, Oakland County executive, and others for years have contended that Oakland County is a donor county. But what I did find out is you went to try to figure out where's the money go? How does it get distributed? At least on the local level. This analysis does not include state highways or any road that the Michigan Department of Transportation maintains. Simply trying to look at local funding. And so Macomb County right now, $136 per registered vehicle, $144 in Oakland, and in Wayne County, it's $194. In Washtenaw County, it's $153. So you can kind of tell how these numbers vary wildly across county borders.
Does Governor Whitmer's plan address some of this disparity?
Well, Governor Whitmer certainly puts a lot more money into a lot of urban areas and suburban areas with heavy traffic. But what I found was that the money does get dispersed pretty widely. And a lot of these up north rural counties are getting large increases. So Keweenaw County, they're going to go from $773 to $1,012. Marquette County goes from $225 to $269, but there are some sizable increases. Wayne County goes from $194 to $266. It kind of varies. I mean, the top percentage county that got the biggest percentage increase was Mackinac County, but the second largest percentage increase was Genesee County. So it seems fairly evenly distributed. But because of that, it doesn't really change the dynamic of where you have rural counties that get a lot more money per vehicle. And a lot of this is driven by the formula that rewards money to counties and cities and villages based on the number of center lane miles, the total miles of road. But there's no differentiation between a two-lane country road and a five-lane, six-lane artery, like 11-mile, 10-mile, the main roads that we all travel every day to get to work and home.
What were some of the legislators' reactions as you kind of presented this to them? I'm noticing State Senator Lucido used the Lord's name in vain.
Yes, I told him the numbers, and his response was, Jesus Almighty. He was floored by it. And part of it, and he's thought this for a long time, that that Macomb County was not getting its fair share. And he's had a proposal out there to basically decouple vehicle registration fees so that, that if you pay a vehicle registration fee in Macomb County, it stays there. I live in Macomb County, for example. I pay somewhere in the neighborhood of $350 per year for registration fees for two cars, and based on this breakdown, 136 of it is coming back for the local roads of Macomb County.
So as you talk to lawmakers, how might what you have found in this analysis affect the political trenches being dug over road funding by the governor and by lawmakers?
Yeah, well, this is just one aspect. I mean, this doesn't really solve the revenue problem, the shortfalls, but it is certainly an area that hasn't really gotten a lot of attention about how the money gets distributed. And for politicians, that is actually kind of important to try to figure out if they're going to go out and sell people on any kind of a tax increase. They have to go out and say, you know, have some kind of tangible proof. We're going to improve the roads in your neighborhood, your local city streets. And I think that's been lost a lot of the time in these debates that are kind of been driven by MDOT and state officials. There hasn't been a lot of emphasis looking at the condition and how to fix some of these crumbling roads, particularly subdivisions in the suburbs of Detroit and Grand Rapids and other older cities that have built out in the last couple of decades and really haven't made an accounting for how to replace that infrastructure.
And then, of course, we just had that released report from the Michigan Transportation Asset Management Council saying, hey, folks, we could see it take up to 12 years to see appreciable improvement in our roads. Chad Livengood, Cranes Detroit Business. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks for having me.